Blog Talk Radio.
To the West Coast and good afternoon to the East Coast. Y'all know who it is. It's your girl Diva Mary Kay, and we are getting our spiritual feeding on today. Today is a very, very special day. Y'all want to know why? Because this is the day that the Lord has made. It's December the 8th, 2010, Wednesday, and all week we've been talking about communication. And we're going to talk about today knowledge of the soul, mind, and body. It's so, so important that we communicate properly with our souls, our minds, and our bodies, and we definitely want to get in that today. You know, I think it's just so important that we just, first of all, stay on top of our game with our spirits, man. It's very important. And second of all, make sure we got a good connection with the Lord. I mean, it's so important because a lot of us walking around with these skinny little Flavor Flav spirits. See, my spirit is heavy. It's like precious. It's that Monique energized, thick, healthy spirit. And we talking about that on today. You know, I'm going to come from the scripture today for the spiritual feeding because you know you got to get a little scripture. It's going to come from Psalms 139:14, and it goes like this: I will praise thee, for I am fearful and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy words, and that my soul knoweth right well. Let me say that again. I will praise thee, for I am fearful and wonderful made. Marvelous are thy words, and that my soul keepeth right well. And that's Psalms 139, 14. Shout out to Miss Pretty and everyone. How you doing? And shout out to Jamie. How you doing? I'm so thankful to have you divas with me on the show today. We're going to have to definitely chop it up about what we really feed in our mind, body, and souls. You know what I'm saying? It's so, so important. And they live in the chat room with me, so y'all send y'all messages and y'all, you know, going back and forth. You know how I do. And, you know, I definitely be putting that out there, but I definitely want to give some Twitter love. Let me give some Twitter love. Shout out to Deja the Hood Diva. Shout out to Janine365. Six Lord, Feed the Wolves. Shout out to Feed the Wolves. They rocking with me. Mikey T, the movie star. How you doing? Chocolate Misses. Bella Beauty, shout out to you. Geek Forever, shout out to you. Shout out to Lega, LMG Lega. Shout out to Team EN1, Team ENT1. I want to make sure I got that right. Future Guru 100, Boss Up Entertainment, Genius Y.B, Five Alive, Waffle Girls, and the list goes on and on. Let's get into this word, y'all. It's so, so important. And shout out to my people that get the texts from me and that's tuning in live on the line for me. I sent out a text this morning. It was a text check. Because, you know, I pray for, I only really want to deal with those who support what I'm doing. And not only for those who don't support what I'm doing, I know who to pray for even more. But I sent out the text this morning and said, if you no longer want to receive texts from me about the show, please respond with stop. And it was about two people that responded with stop. But those people were deleted from my contacts. They were wrote on a piece of paper, and they were, I wrote their name down, but I deleted them from my contacts because I'm not trying to nag nobody, and I'm not going to beg you to get this word because this is spiritual feeding. Mm-mm-mm. And now that I said that, amen on to that. Let's get to the word, y'all. I got a little script for y'all, and shout out to the 973 Live in the building. We talking about knowledge of the soul, mind, and body. It's trying to feed the spirit, and I'm going to give y'all a little skit. Have y'all ever, you know, been in this situation, whether you male or female, it says, girl, you practically are drooling. Why don't you just get the chocolate cheesecake? Oh, I really shouldn't. I'm trying to lose weight. You know, I thought you were supposed to be encouraging me not to eat cheesecake. I am encouraging you to eat the cheesecake. Come on. We can split it. Okay, what should we get? Ice cream too, or these good chocolate cream cookies? It's not like we eat like this every day. Now, I'm glad I read that skit because since we are speaking on communication, it's so important that we communicate with our spirits, our mind, and our body. I think we should talk about our bodies and what they communicate about us. You know, there are so many luxurious and tasty and sweet bubbling temptations, you know, that wrath by our senses every day, but they are not what the body needs to live well or to show that it's valued. You know, it was a time when dieting was simple, y'all. You know, with food, the food was nourishing and organic, and it did the body good. But today's choices, you know, today our choices are not always healthy. Everything we eat is a choice, whether we choose an apple or a cupcake. We choose fish or we choose pork. We choose water or we choose soda or bread or chips. The body is a temple, y'all. The body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. We should treat it with care, you know, in order to show others that we believe in that indeed that the body is a temple, is loved by God. You know, sometimes we start making excuses like, you know what, I don't really be eating like that, but I can cheat a little bit. a little piece of cake, and, you know, I can do a little bit, just a little bit. And that's what we do on our life today. Like, I don't smoke all the time, but I'm a smoke on the weekend. You know, I don't really be smashing like that. I ain't got a man or whatever the case for me, but I got this one little friend that, you know, I can call up and come and take care of the plumbing. Or I got this one little chick I can call up and, you know, lay some pipe down. We start making excuses for the things, you know, that we do to our body. I don't work out all the time, so, you know, I'm going to get this flat flush and drop a few pounds. There is no back door banded into nothing. Like, our bodies are temples, and we must respect that. We must value our bodies, because we're definitely going to need it later. Like, for real. We're going to need it later. We're going to need this body later. It's so important. A lot of times we think that, you know, even with the foods that we eat and whatnot, and if you, and the soda thing, ladies, because I had this situation over the weekend. We went out to a restaurant, and I went in the stall after this lady, and her pee was very, very, very strong. I'm not going to say the lady stink or whatever the case may be, but it was strong. But I was thinking to myself, she probably don't get enough water. But nobody wants to come behind you. Like, that's not cool. Ladies, drink some water. It does us justice. Men, too, drink more water. Take the time to walk and exercise. See, that body is yours. You got to take care of it. It's a temple. It belongs to the Lord. Ladies, with our emotions, we get all caught up. I just want somebody to hold me. I just want somebody to be there. I just want somebody to be there with me. But then at the same time, we don't realize, like, the body is so valuable, so important. At the end of the day, and I'm not male bashing, because women do this too, but at the end of the day, it's always a sexual thing. Because after the butt, then what? And that's what I'll be looking at on the internet too. All my queens doing these back shots and, you know, with your thongs on and your boy shorts on and you bent all over in the bathroom, which 9 times out of 10, I'm sad to say that the bathrooms are dirty. That look like the shower curtain had been up there forever. But, you know, save your back shots for your man, not for your avatar. That's for your man. That's for your husband. Y'all taking pictures and putting them up on these social networking sites all over America and all over the world, and then got the nerve to say, respect me. After male or female see your butt, and you toot it up, and you literally taking a picture of your butt looking back. We not necessarily think about how smart you is and what school you went to and what organization that you belong to. All you saying is, I'm about sex. Look at me. This is the most important part of my body. This is what I have to offer you. There's nothing wrong with a face shot. There's nothing wrong with getting creative and putting your business logo up there. Let's try that. But we have to respect the body. I'm going to talk about the body first, because the body, you know, it's so physical, and everybody is caught up on appearance. The stuff that we're doing to our bodies. I was looking, look, let's take Kanye West's mother, for example. God rest her soul. She went to go get the surgery done, you know, and she ended up dying on the table. God made us perfect just the way that we are, y'all. Whether you tall and skinny, whether you short and fat, whether you short and skinny, whether you tall and fat, that body belongs to God. Why are you trying to drastically change it? If you want to get some type of improvement, you know, I'm never going to be small. I've always been a thick woman. But I like running. I like walking. I can tone it up. If a woman passed by me and she like a buck 60 and she like 5'7", 5'6", or whatever body, you know, poom, pam, poom, that's her. That's not how I'm supposed to look. I don't want to be like nobody else. I want to be like Diva Mary Kay. So you can't love nobody else until you love yourself. And you're not going to be able to look good on the outside unless you're loving what's in the inside. Because after you take the front lengths off, the makeup off, the foundation, the eyeshadow, the fake eyelashes, the lip gloss, then you back to being you. You can't keep this stuff on 24/7 an hour after you take the little girdle stuff off, or even look at all the tummy tucks going bad. These plastic surgeries are surgeons are making a killing, y'all. It had got so worse with us as women not being happy with our bodies and trying to live within the world. It's the surgeon now that's banking off of doing Libya surgeries. That they taking the vagina lips and they inserting it with silicone, making it fatter. And he killing them over there in the overseas, because a lot of the men overseas, they can marry these young women. So they sending these young women over here to America and getting them coochie implants. Are you serious? Are you serious? I definitely want y'all opinion on that situation right there. It's so important that we love one another and encourage one another. Call in at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And give me your opinion. If you're on the line right now, you can press the 1 button, and that'll put you in the call queue, and we'll definitely know you want to give your opinion. But it's crazy. What are we really feeding? How are we really taking care of God's temple? The temple is the mind, the body, and the soul. Because if you don't take care of the body, you know, you need that body to be more fruitful. You need that body to live a lot more longer. We don't know where we're going to go. But we need to be happy with ourselves. Because trying to change you, and after you take all that stuff, if somebody, first of all, if anybody, rather friend, family, husband, mother, cousin, wife, if they can't accept you for who you are, then you don't need them anyway. You're trying to make me something that I'm not. So let's look at it like this. Let's say I do change myself, and I go and get all this surgery, and now I'm all nice and how you want me to look. Not how I want to look, how the world and how you want me to look. But I still lack education. I still lack compassion. I still got an anger problem. I'm still depressed. All that money and time and pain was for nothing. Nothing. We got to keep God first. The only thing that you should try to be built up and changing is your spirit, your knowledge of the Lord. Because once you do that, you get so much more peace. It's the peace that you're missing. It ain't your six pack that you're missing. It ain't your fatty that you're missing. It ain't your double D's that you're missing. You don't need to go and get surgery on your liver, your lips to make them look fatter. Are you serious? Who was really looking down there all the time? When did this become a breathe? Yo, I'm just bugging off of that, and I'll most likely be talking about that throughout the show. But it's so important for us to feed our spirits first. Because you was made in God's image. Why are you going to try to change what God gave you? Yo, it's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. We are getting our spiritual feeding off. For those who are just tuning in, we're talking about the knowledge of the soul, the mind, and the body. And right now we're talking about the body. The body is so important that we take care of it. What we put into it later on is what we're going to get out of it. Cigarettes, weed, dope, coke, alcohol, pills, shrooms, acid. The list goes on and on. Liquid syrup. Later on, it's going to come out. But if you start today and start eating healthy, and put them drugs down, whatever the case may be, you will live a lot more healthier and a lot more peaceful life. You'll be able to deal with your feelings A lot of people don't know when they get depressed and when you start drinking and you smoking, you ain't doing nothing but running from them feelings. That's real talk if you think about it. Oh, I'm depressed. Oh, I'm mad. Oh, I'm upset. Let me go get something to smoke. Y'all stressing me out. I need a drink. I need a smoke. All you're doing is running from them feelings. You're not feeling them feelings. You're not tackling them head on. They still going to be there. After the high come down and after the drunk go away, they still going to be there. And guess what you're going to be doing? You're going to be looking for more drugs and more drinks to hide those feelings. And before you know it, time then passed, and now you got a habit. Now you have to get it. You done lost your house, your hair, your teeth, your kids, your clothes. You in a bandominium now. You in Day-Day in a bandominium in the middle of the winter, still in water. Okay. That's where you want to go. That's where you want to be at, but that's what I'm here for. We make this show fun, man. When you call up to the show, you family, you at home. If you're tuning in online, you family, you at home. This is what we do. We're getting our spiritual feeding on each and every day. Y'all call in at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. We're getting our spiritual feeding on. After we come back from this song, we're going to go into the mind part of it. Let's go.
Told me, don't let no one speak for me.
Welcome back, you guys. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You are now live on Diva Spot Radio, ENT, and we are getting our spiritual feeding on. I am so blessed to have all of you, and it's something how God will just continue to bless us no matter where we at. And that's why I play that song, "No weapons formed against you shall not prosper, shall not work." I think it's so important that we talk about the soul, the mind, and the body today. Shout out to the 216, the 862, and the 973 live in the building. I'm about to get to y'all in a second. And I want to shout out my chat room love. I want to shout out Miss Jamie, and I want to shout out Miss Pretty in the room. I'm so thankful to have y'all with me, because we definitely getting our spiritual feeding on, because it's too many of these weak little, skinny little Flavor Flav spirits out here. We here to uplift one another, and that's definitely what it's about. I'm going to go ahead and open up the line. Let me clear this out first so I can hear you clearly. To 216-551, you're now live on Spiritual Feeding with Diva Mary Kay. What's your name and where you calling from?
Sis, what it do? It's your boy, Wadad.
That was going on. I'm so glad that you here, love. What's going on? Hold on. You know, I got to get the round of applause for you, because I've been missing you. I got my buddy back.
You,
I know
you've
been busy. But word up, I'm so thankful that you are here. Y'all got in the building.
Yeah, I'm in the building. Glad to be on the Diva Mary Kay Show again, that spiritual feeding in.
What's going on, brother? How you doing today? We definitely getting the spiritual feeding on. We talking about, you know, the knowledge of the soul, the mind, and the body. I think it's so important that, you know, we be cautious, very cautious of what we really putting into our souls, our minds, and our bodies. I just finished talking about the body, how, you know, we try to change it, and women especially. We go into this plastic surgery, these tummy tucks. Yo, they even got this dude, he making a killing right now. He's a plastic surgeon. And women and men, they're going to go get their labia, their lips, their vagina lips, inserted with silicone to make it more puffy.
Oh.
That's extreme.
Oh.
Like, ooh. I mean, why would you want to do that?
That's not new. Wow.
Yes. Wow. And he's making a killing. He's actually backlogged for the next 6 months.
Yeah, well, you know, he going to make a killing because, you know, no insurance company is paying for it. So,
yeah,
that's all cash.
Insurance company.
That's all cash.
Puffed up, but we get so caught up on the physical aspect of things. I said to my ladies out there, you know, on online, and you done seen it online, these chicks, you know, taking pictures, you know, in a mirror, in a bathroom, are they butts or back shots? Save the back shot for your man, not for your avatar. It's not for your avatar.
It's not really for your avatar. And don't be mad when you attract the wrong attention with that picture, too. Don't get upset. Don't send out the last tweets because someone approaches you with that back shot picture as your avatar. Don't get upset.
You are who you are. This point blank here, you are who you are. You're saying to the world, this is the most important part of me that you need to see. This is what me and you need to be talking about. This is what I represent.
Yeah, most definitely. This is a good topic today, though, most definitely, because I think it starts with feeding your mind. It has to start with feeding your mind first, and it trickles down. Because what you put into your mind, you put into your body. So... I like this topic. This is really nice. Very positive. Very positive. Some people can learn a lot from this one.
And a lot of times, you know, we start making excuses for things. Like, you know, I had read a little spew at the beginning of the show, and it was these two girls was like, you know, she was saying to a friend, like, dang, girl, you practically drooling over that cheesecake. Why don't you just get a piece? And a girlfriend was like, you know, no, I can't eat that. I'm trying to, you know, lose some weight or whatever. Don't you supposed to be encouraging me not to eat it? And she was like, I'm encouraging you to eat the cheesecake. So she was like, come on, just split a piece with me. You know, and the girlfriend was like, you know what, okay. You know, we can we get ice cream with it? you know, can get ice cream too, and you know, they got good cookies and cream too. And, you know, it's like she was saying, like, look, I don't eat like this all the time, so, you know, I don't eat like this every day, so I should be able to do it once a week. You know, we start making excuses, just like with nails, and, you know, we start making excuses for things that we're not supposed to do. First of all, the body is the temple that belongs to the Lord.
Correct.
It don't belong to you. You just possess it. You don't. It does not belong to you. It's not yours. That is a temple that's for God, and you should respect it no matter what.
Visitation.
No matter
you're right.
What.
Body is a visitation ground.
Yeah, and, you know, I have to check myself, too. You know, who are you really giving your body to? Who are you really giving yourself to? We get all caught up in our feelings. Oh, I'm alone. I just want to be with somebody. I just want somebody to hold me. Your body, the sex, first of all, God gave us sex as a gift. It's a gift. It's for two things, to reproduce, to make the world fruitful, and also to be able to, you know, to have a pleasure. I don't really want to say have a pleasure. It's
a pleasure. It's most definitely a
pleasure.
It's
a pleasure.
It's a gift and a curse. For women,
yes.
It's a curse. I mean, for y'all,
yes.
It's a curse. For us, I mean, you know, it's a reproducing system, but I think you're right. Too many times we grapple on the wrong things at the wrong moments and the wrong time, and which seems to be all the time. It's not just an occasion no more. All the time we put our mind elsewhere, and we focus on this and this and this and that, and ultimately I think we end up hurting ourselves, ultimately.
Yeah. Most definitely. We end up hurting ourselves because we be like, oh, I don't smash all the time, or I don't do this all the time. You know, I got my one friend and I just get it in, you know, that come and, you know, put it down for me, you know, when I need to. But it's still, that's not your husband. That's not your wife.
Yeah.
So that one friend, it can lead to one baby. And then y'all can be going through one custody hearing, one child
right.
support.
It just started with that one time we didn't use a condom. That's crazy. It's just that one time for anything. You know, it's just going to be this one time. Like, just, I mean, you just never know. That one time may be the last thing you do on that on this given earth.
Mm-hmm.
You just never know.
Time I ain't use a condom. I got a baby and a package at the same time. You got a double threat. For one pleasure, you got a double threat. And she's crazy and deranged. Man, I wish I would have never met this chick. I just heard so many dudes say that so many times to so many women. Man, I wish I would have never messed around with him. He ain't this, he ain't that. But your judgment was clouded by the stiffness and the wetness. You couldn't get it together. The lust, the
right.
flesh had you all wrapped up.
I'm going to give you a great example. And you know what? This might get off the topic just a little bit. But this is how much we appreciate the day, not the lifespan, not the year, the week, the day. Just this past weekend, there was an incident where I threw, of course, I'm a promoter, so we throw parties. We threw an individual birthday party. Now, this individual has a birthday party, and she has a mate, from my understanding, but I guess she has another mate. What happened is both of the individuals end up coming to the party. Now, of course, we know as adults, we can't control our anger or we can't control our emotions, so that was a disaster waiting to happen. But the main idea of the story is this individual, instead of respecting and taking a little accountability for themselves, to say, yo, this is a bad situation. I should never have invited, you know, X, Y, and Z. Anyway, she says, it's my birthday. How could this happen on my birthday? Why is all this happening on my birthday? This is my day, officially my day. This is my birthday. I just found that just so, actually, I was disgusted, just bizarre. Like, wow, that's the only thing you can say is why is this going to happen on your birthday, like your day? It just tells you how selfish people are in their mindset. Literally.
Mm.
It's crazy.
All
it's my
caught
day.
Up.
But I think we grown, though. Like, that's the, I mean, we're not 5, 6, 7. That's something your princess over there do, my princesses over here do. it's their birthday. We're grown. Birthday days is over with. You just thank God for another year.
Exactly. Well, look what happened. All in, got caught all up in a soul. I mean, we're not even with, because that really had nothing to do with the soul. That was the mind right there.
The mind. The mind.
See how we can start putting garbage and junk into our mind? We come out, we start off with this good recipe, this good start. We just season the meat real well. We let it marinate. And what we do, put it in the oven, get distracted by somebody else, and let it burn. Now you
that's
are
true.
Caught up and emotional on your birthday. Now you can't have a good time because of somebody else.
And then what happens?
Wow.
Then you
now
grudges,
you over there
so.
In the corner with the potty mouth. I'm mad.
And that's another, I mean, and then on top of that, we talked about this earlier last month. And then you, there go your boxes.
There's
There go them boxes. You missing them boxes all day. Because now you angry. And now you holding grudges. Now you all out of your demeanor. Now you just really not feeding your mind any positivity at all whatsoever. So your body not going to be able to function, right? Your body only functions with your mind, you know what I'm saying, sees, thinks, reads, and hears. So now you just all the way messed up, all the way around. And now you missing your body. Simple.
Oh, my goodness. Shout out to the 862 Live in the building. We talking about the knowledge of the soul, the mind, and the body. I got wide out in the building. He was just talking about how this young lady, it was her birthday. She had a party, and some people or a certain individual showed up that she really wasn't feeling. And, you know, she was all caught up in that person. Now you all mad talking about, how could this happen on my day, on my day, on my day? This is not your day. This is the day the Lord has made. But we got to be cautious of what we feed our mind, our souls, and our bodies with. And then we start making excuses for our behavior. The body is the temple that belongs to the Lord. Let's brief over the body. If, you know, first of all, we need these bodies. What you put into your body now, no matter what age you at, later on it's going to come out. So if you put in dope, coke, weed, alcohol, cigarettes, sherm, pills, the list goes on into your body, it's going to come out later, whether you alive or if you dead. Now, if you eating your body right, you eating well, you getting your little exercise on, rather than just walking around the block two times. I ain't no super athlete. I'm not. I just maintain, you know, I stay consistent with the running and with the walking, and it's helping me. Because this summer, I'm going to be a problem. I'm going to try not to. I'm going to keep it classy, not trashy. Remember that, y'all. Keep it classy, not trashy. But I didn't have to do anything drastic to change myself. All I'm doing is feeding my spirit first. Because once you start to feed your spirit, you will realize that you are made in His image. So however you are right now, you are perfect. How could you be something wrong with you when you made in God's image?
There
can't be anything wrong with you if you made in His image.
No, we get caught up that we made in he or she image. You know, he or she, they put that out there, you know. That's what we should look like. We should look like what's on the TV or what the video models look like, or, you know, that's what we believe in. We don't believe in self, or we don't believe in, hey, I'm me, I'm myself, I'm perfect, take me or leave me. We don't know the term of take me or leave me alone. Either love me or leave me alone. We don't know that term. And we take the term of they don't love me, so I adjust to make them love me.
I adjust. Right about that. We do that. We say, I will adjust to you. I will adjust to you because you told me you love me, and I told you I love you. So now I'm adjust. Now I'm gonna change myself for you. Wow. And now that we just, and that goes from the body, we just slid right into the mind. This mind thing, y'all. The mind is a dangerous, dangerous weapon. It will kill you.
A terrible thing to waste.
It will kill you. It can
first of all, the mind can do two things to it. It can either bring you joy or it can bring you pain. But the wonderful thing about this mind is that you control it. You are the driver to that car. Well, not really, because if you drive it, you probably, that's why you got all those dents, and that's why your car all scratched up. That's probably why you can't drive your car, because you're driving it. Let the Lord drive it. But I'm going to give y'all the negative side first, and then I'm going to give you the positive side. The negative side to the mind is that we get all caught up in the worldly things and the stuff that's going on. We start to worry and stress.
Right.
The worry mm-hmm. and stress starts to weigh on the mind. After that, you start going to the heart, because the heart is a liar. We talked about that yesterday. Why now, how about I had a pastor call into my show, Pastor
what?
Steve Allen. Yes, Pastor Steve Allen from Deliverance of Faith Church called into my show yesterday and witnessed with us.
Shout out to the pastor.
Shout out to the pastor. Wow. I felt elevated. I was like, oh, I got the pastor on the show. Let me stop playing. But, okay, back to the mind. It can kill you. And this is what happened. That's why I got to the pastor, because we were talking about the heart today. And he was saying, you know, a lot of people say, God knows my heart. And he said, yeah, God knows your heart, and you're going to hell right along with it.
Ooh.
Yes, he did. God knows your heart, and you're going right to hell right
Shout
along with
out
it.
To that statement right there, God knows my heart. Yes, because it's so easy for us to portray and say we know. We know. It's easy for us to put on that front to say we know, as if
mm-hmm.
we know what we're supposed to do. We praise the Lord. But, yeah, God know your heart. Ooh, I hate to be you. Ooh,
but
I hate to be you.
With that being said, God knows your heart, and your heart lies. So your mind, you start listening to your heart because you got these feelings. Oh, I can't take it no more. I'm going to this and that. I broke hell. I kicked my knee. My dog died. My cat won't sit on me. Or whatever. But we start worrying about things that really has no value or no dominion over our lives.
Mm-hmm.
At all. And what happens is we stress so much that we can have a brain aneurysm. We can have a stroke. We can have a heart attack. People then die from broken hearts. My mother died before my grandmother. Let's see, September, October, November, December, January, March, April. Wait a minute. Get it together. August, September, October. My grandmother died like a year later after my mother passed away. A year later, my grandmother died from a broken heart. She was brokenhearted and stressed because her daughter had died before her. Your body is trying to tell you that it's stressed. If you're getting these pains in your stomach, you don't know where they're coming from, it's stress. These migraine headaches is stress. Back ache, leg pains, it's stress. Why you think you go to the doctor and they can't tell you what's wrong with you? It's the stress that's killing you. Killing you.
Oh, that's
no.
That's. And stress, that's like number outside of diabetes. Number one killer.
Yeah, talk on that for me for a little bit. Why die? For like 2 minutes, because I want to send some more texts out to people so they can get their spiritual feet in. But can you talk on that for me?
Well, for one, we stress about the wrong things. So I think, personally, we bring stress to ourselves for unnecessary reasons. Again, like, we stress about the worldly things in life. We don't stress about our needs. We more so stress about our wants. Your needs can be completely took care of. But since you have a greedy mind, you have wants. And since your wants isn't either one, it's not coming as fast as you would want it to come. Two, they're just not there, period. Or three, they're just so out there that they can't be achieved, then you begin to stress. because you want to keep up with the Joneses. And keeping up with the Joneses mean I got to have the flyest car. I got to have the most money, which is damn near impossible because Oprah and Bill Gates got more money than we actually have, that we gross. But I don't really think nobody else, you know, see individuals shooting to be and live like a Bill Gates and an Oprah. I just think stress, again, is the number one cause of death because we stress for things that we should have faith in, and our faith is so little that we believe and rely on ourselves. So when you rely on man and you rely on woman and you rely on self, you get yourself in stressful situations all the time, 9 times out of 10. Guaranteed.
And a lot of times that's because we remove God out the picture and trying to do things on our own. And then when we get hot in the pot, now we want to say, Lord, help me, help me, help
me. Right.
Help me, Lord.
Yeah,
because
I'm
wide out.
I can do it myself. You know, like, I'm me. Who can outdo me? Who can outshine me? Stop it. Do we forget where me came from?
Trying to do it your way. Trying to do it your own thinking. We back to the mind with your own thinking. It's crazy. You say we ain't got time to do this, we ain't got time to do that. Oh, you know, I wanted to go to church, but I can't get up that early. There's
but
no
I found
excuse
the time to go
to
the club at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Man, come on, man.
But
that's crazy.
It's some boxes. Exactly. How is it that you can get dipped with to go to the club that Saturday night to be with all the rest of these unnecessary people and be up, usually show up late to the club and leave early from the club anyway, because if you're showing up at 10, the club's usually closed at 2, you out. 10,
right.
11, 12, 1, 2, 4 hours. You would stand in hills and stand for 4 hours in
this
watch tight
the same
dress.
People you just seen the previous weekend before.
Yes. Why y'all can't do something else together? y'all gonna get it together.
This world is all messed up. That's what I say. I say it all the time. The world got y'all all screwed and all un-Legoed. That's my new word. Got y'all all un-Legoed. Y'all blocks
wow.
Are falling, man.
That's definitely true. Our minds can kill us, and it's the thinking that we put into it. We getting our spiritual feeding on, y'all. You know, your spirit may be weak. It's so important that we get up each and every day to feed ourselves, each and every day to do what we got to do for our kids to go make that money. But God take the back burner. If you ain't got that car you wanted, grace and mercy, I got to break it down for y'all right now. Grace. Grace is when God gives you the things every day that you don't deserve, like life, like food, lights, clothes, shelter. You don't deserve this. Mercy is when God withhold the things that you ain't ready for. If you ain't got
like
that
money.
Car you want, you ain't ready for it. If you ain't got that lady or that man that you want, you ain't ready for it. If you ain't got that job, that career, you're not ready for it. You got
to
be patient.
Just say shout out to that. Shout out to that because this has been a rough little month. Well, actually, rough little 2 months after my layoff, because I got laid off, actually. And when it happened, I mean, I didn't stress. Of course, you know, you have your, wow, how are we going to make this meet. But what ended up happening is, shout out to family and friends and support, is God is great. Just came from my interview today, and I thought I would have had an increase in my payroll, but I just actually gave myself like a $20,000 raise. So shout
wow.
out to that.
Shout out to the Lord providing. It's the faith, y'all. We talking about the knowledge of the soul, the mind, and the body right now. You know, we definitely want to get more opinions. Definitely want to get more opinions on that soul, mind, body, and that mind. How important it is, what are we really feeding ourselves? How are we really taking care of ourselves? Because what you put in is what you're going to get out. And even at the church, if you put in a dollar worth of blessings, you're going to get a dollar worth of blessing back. Don't put in a dollar thinking you're going to get $3 worth of blessings. And it
there
ain't
go.
Really got to go as far as the church. It ain't got to go as far as the church. I definitely want to get some more opinions on this. Why not? I still got you open live on the line. I'm going to bring Rocka Block in. Rocka Block.
Hello.
Welcome to the show, Rocka Block. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Welcome, my G.
We talking
about... What up, what up?
We're talking about the knowledge of the soul, the mind, and the body today. All about communication. We've been talking about communication all week. And we're going to talk more about communication. I definitely want to get your opinion on this, and then we're going to go into one of these hot bangers.
Well,
I love gospel music.
Y'all?
I do. And if y'all got some requests, you know, give me your request. Call in at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. If you're on the line, press the 1 button. And shout out to Jamie8305. Hold on 1 second.
Yeah,
hold
yeah.
on 1 second, because I want to hear myself clear.
Okay.
I'm down a little Christian going on 1 second. Got it. Call in at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And give your shout-outs and your comment on this topic. If you want to request a song, please send call in and press the 1 button to talk to me. And shout-out to my people getting their spiritual feeding on in the chat room. Shout-out to Jamie8305, and shout-out to Victorious One. Shout out to you. I'm so glad that y'all in the building. I definitely want to get your opinions on this topic here about, you know, how important it is, you know, for you to be very clear and very conscious of what you feed in your mind, body, and your spirit. We just did the body before. You know, block, I was talking about the whole body thing where you got these people on these social networks and all over the internet. And the ladies, my queens, taking a picture of their butt, back shots. Save the back shot for your man, not for your avatar. But then you get mad when you get negative attention. As soon as I see that, or any male that see that, I'm not thinking about how smart you is, what your business is. All you saying is this is the most important part of me, and you need to see it. Look at me. Look at my butt. Look at my back shot. Blah, 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 blah. Men, too, taking pictures with towels wrapped around them and they six-pack, they all oiled up or wet up out of the shower. I'm not taking you serious. But Rock a Block, I definitely want to get your opinion on the situation right there.
I don't know if you think because I'm on the elevator.
Mm-hmm. I can
hear me. Oh, well.
Yeah, I can.
That situation is just, you know, that's what they're going to do, man. And obviously, you know, God ain't in that. So they had the right conscience. And in the church world, they wouldn't do it neither, because then they would have friends that are also looking at that and seeing that. But since they don't, they ain't got nothing to worry about. You know what I mean? So they're going to do that regardless, and whatever, then they're probably going to take care of them and all.
They definitely, people get caught up in the world. People get caught up on all this stuff. Oh, my kids and my life and my husband and, you know, my shoes and my job and the bills. And when you start idolizing the things of the world, you make God your enemy. You make God your enemy. And it's sad that a lot of people don't even know that. When you idolize the things of the world, if the only thing that brings you joy is money, drugs, cars, clash, all that mess, you ain't doing nothing but making God your enemy. Because he looking at you like, how could you worship them things and I provided this for you? Who are you? How could you do this to me? I wake you up each and every morning. Question to, this is a public service announcement. Question, when you were asleep last night in your most vulnerable state, the closest to death, so which one of them things are you idolizing that came and protected you in the midnight hour, covered you with the blood so you can get this day? I know. You get quiet. But there's something to think about. That's why it's so important for us to feed our spirits. I would encourage everyone to take a little trip to Barnes & Noble, whether you physically go or you go online, which I would say really physically go to Barnes & Noble. Take the kids, too.
and get all of y'all some daily Bibles, some yearly Bibles, some Bibles that you get up every morning. It got the word for you. It has a story or some training to apply it. Also, it gives you an application in a prayer. Now, this is Monday through Friday, rather Monday through Saturday, but do not leave out Bible study at your church, and do not leave out service on Sunday. Because a lot of times we got this internet faith. We got this TV faith. Oh, I don't go to church, but, you know, I can just go ahead and watch my little, you know, sermons on the TV. Oh, I can go online and, you know, even with me, I am not a substitute. This is daily feeding. I'm doing this because this is what I love doing, and I want to be used as a tool by God. But after church, you know, a lot of times we don't get that spiritual feeding. So this is more gas. This is more gas. This is to keep your spiritual car running. You gotta keep. This is like maintenance. You know, this is in the true gas is at the house of the Lord. It's at the church. It's at the church. Because guess what? This story just came to my head, and I read it in the Daily Bread. It was this man that came home. He was at the door. He opened the door. He's standing outside. He said, "Honey, I'm home. What's for dinner?" So he didn't get no response. So then he went in the living room. He said, "Honey, I'm home. What's for dinner?" He still didn't get no response for her. So he went in the kitchen where she was at cooking. He said, "Honey, I said, I'm home. What's for dinner?" She said, "Baby, for the third time I heard you, and chicken is for dinner." But the moral of that story is, in order for you to hear God responding to you and talking to you, you got to go to the house of the Lord. You got to get close to him. You got to go where his presence is.
Yes. Otherwise.
It's so important.
I would say otherwise, when he is talking to you, it's going to be like a whisper. You're not going to hear it. It's not going to be as loud.
Say that one. Now talk on it. Talk on it for me. Talk on it.
It's just going to be as a whisper. When you're looking, and you depend, and you're putting your all, and you're putting everything that the Lord asks you to put into him and not yourself, he talks to you clear, loud, and assertive. You know, it's you without a shadow of a doubt know. But God, that's the only thing you say at the end of the day, but God. But when you're missing that peace, when you're missing the Lord, when you're missing your faith, when you're not feeding your soul, you're not feeding your mind, you're not feeding your body correctly, then when he talks to you, it's as a whisper. It's, that's what it's like. So you're like, huh, what did you just say? And you don't understand why you can't hear it loudly, but you'll look at the next individual and see they hearing it and what they're hearing and see how their life is so blessed and how it's so prosperous that you'd be like, damn, why not me?
Hmm.
You know, that's what it's like. It's a whisper. Mm-hmm. You can't really hear a whisper. I'm like myself, Miss Diva, you know, we get communication. We have a nice, I say it all the time, I got a nice communication line with the Lord. Hmm. Man, I could talk to him about whatever. And I hear him loud and clear.
Hmm.
Loud and clear. At times, loud I might not understand. I might not understand, so I say, well, Lord, you know you're talking to me. You know you need to dummy it down some at times. So, but I'm blessed to have that relationship. Well, I feel comfortable to say, well, Lord, you know, I ain't really understand that, so just dummy it down just a little bit more for me. Make it a little bit more clear.
But and don't feel no type of way.
Yeah, I mean.
That humbleness where you can go to God and say that in meditation. Monday, I talked about meditation. Y'all, meditation is so important. Meditation is one of, first of all, prayer is the direct line to the Lord. That's how you get the praise out. That's how you really get what you're trying to say out to the Lord. But a lot of us don't know how to properly pray to the Lord and talk to him. Because the first thing we do when trouble rolls against us, we run to get down on our knees. Some of us don't even get down on our knees. We say, Lord, help me, please, help me, please, please, Lord. We don't come first and say, Father God, I thank you for just giving me this day. I thank you for just waking me up this morning. Don't go boo-hooing and go running to God telling God how big your problems is. Tell your problem how big your God is. That's what you should be doing.
You know what you should pray? I think the perfect song for that is this song, my mother sap, called Praise Him in Advance. You should find that. You should play that.
What was it again?
Praise Him in Advance by Marvin Sapp.
By Marvin Sapp? All right, I'm going to pull that up out of the arsenal and play that. Marvin Sapp, Praise Him in Advance. I'm definitely going, I'm getting on that right now. But, yo, it's so important, man. We start running. Oh, my Lord. But it's the meditation. And the reason why y'all think pastors and ministers and deacons and deaconesses, they go to a quiet place to talk to the Lord. Because how you going to hear the Lord? And how can the Lord hear you with the kids running wild, you bumping Mary J. Blige, Waka Flocka, whoever, you know, you on the phone talking to such and such and such about nothing. You got to get to a quiet place. You got to sit still. When the kids are you home by yourself, or whatever the case may be, you know, when you by yourself, you need to meditate with the Lord. It's so important. It's so very important. And I'm about to put somebody on blast right now.
Ooh.
It's blast time. I sent out a text, and I know why Doc got it too. You probably didn't, but I sent out a text saying if you no longer want to receive texts from me about the show, text stop back. But this person I didn't send it to. I just sent the text about the spiritual feeding, and I'm about to call him live on the show and ask him, what have you done for God today? He ain't even going to know you on the show. Watch this.
Mm.
He getting it. He is getting it. And Subhan is the friend of the family. He need all the praise that he can get. I'm about to get you getting it. He don't even know he about to get it. Yes, Lord. Lord said, call that brother up. What did God do to you today that you don't want to get the word? He's getting it. You want the volume?
Yeah. Hello?
Subhan?
Yeah.
How you doing, Subhan? You are now live on Diva Spot Radio ENT Spiritual Feeding. God wanted me to call you up and say, what did he do today to you today that you decided you just didn't want to give him thanks?
Give who thanks? Mm-hmm.
The Lord.
No. It ain't Sunday.
Oh, and what else, Subhan? It ain't Sunday. You only praise the Lord on Sunday.
Yes. Sunday's Thursday.
Oh, I
mm-hmm.
get it.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. I understand. Why not? That you hear that? Subhan only praises the Lord on Sunday. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice. We hear you, but guess what? We live on Diva Spot Radio ENT getting our spiritual feeding on. We are so praying for you right now. We just pray for you that God continue to bless you each and every day, not just Sunday. God is so good. We pray that you get the victory every day, that you get covered with the blood every day, not just Sunday, that he don't just leave you out on Monday through Saturday to let the devil and whatever four weapons against you, your life, your spirit, your job, your car. We pray on today that you get blessed every day, Subhan. Every
yeah,
day.
Yes, that's true.
Mm. We love you, and we pray for you. But and I understand how you feel, and I will be removing you from my contact list, so you will not get any more of those texts. I do not mean to be a bother. God don't mean to be aggravating to you, okay?
Yeah, I understand.
You enjoy the rest of your day, Subban. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
Thank you, Lord, for giving me the wisdom and the strength to love and to pray over those who neglect you, Lord. Father God said, if you deny me in front of your friends, I would deny you. Jesus said that I would deny you in front of my Father. Let's open up the lines, because I know I done made some friends and lost some friends on the day. 862-221, you're now live on Diva Spot Radio, EMT. We're getting our spiritual feeding on. Say your name and where you're calling from.
Tremaine from Newark, New Jersey.
Oh, Tremaine, welcome to the show. Yo, I have to give you a round of applause. This is definitely a beautiful woman, and she has called in on today to give us a great feeding. Wow, Tremaine, it's such a blessing that you called in on the show today, and we're talking about the knowledge of the soul, the mind, and the body. How important is it, and what do you feel, you know, especially with our bodies and our minds and our souls, sometimes we put so much junk into them that we wonder why we ain't getting the result that we're looking for at the end of the day. But the spiritual feeding, I think, is very important. I definitely want your opinion on the topic today.
Well, my opinion is, like, I don't know, people put stuff inside their bodies that knowing is not right. I used to do the same thing. And me, I don't smoke no more. I occasionally drink. But,
mm-hmm.
You know what I mean, it's not for me no more.
And that's definitely what's up, because it can cause a distraction.
Yeah, a very big one.
Mm-hmm. And then we'd be caught up trying to figure out, you know, what's going on. And I sent out a text this morning, you know, to everybody. I wasn't trying to be funny, but I sent out a text this morning. If you no longer want to get texts about the show or anything that's going on, just reply back, stop. I'm not going to get mad at nobody or whatever the case may be, and I just removed them from the context. But
I listen to your show every day.
I know.
Even though I don't call in, I still listen to it every day.
Yeah, I'm just so thankful for that. But Subban, Father God praise and bless Subban on today. He didn't get that text. He got the text to me saying, tune in, that the show is live. So I called him live from my show.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, Subban, what is it that God, Rocker Block, I got you live in the building too. But I said, Subban, what is it that God did to you that you decided you didn't want to get no praise from him today? He said,
wow.
Eb, it ain't Sunday. His response, Tremaine, was, Eb, it's not Sunday.
Nah, you give praise to God from the time you wake up till you go to sleep every day. Because without him, you would not wake up.
I'm praising in my dream.
And without him, you would not go to sleep.
It's so wonderful that I now can pray over people rather than be upset with them. But I had
mm-hmm.
to let him know, we still praying for you anyway, Subban. We want God to bless you every day, not just Sunday. We want God to protect you in the blood every day, not just Sunday. But it's okay, because there's people out there that think like that. And just
mm-hmm.
imagine if he get into some trouble on Monday. You got to wait all the way until Sunday now to get your dress.
Wow.
Yo, I'm sorry, but I'm laughing so hard because that's funny to me, you know. But, hey, I remember when I was running, when I was drugging and bugging, when I was tricking and dipping, when I was fooling and cooling. You know, and now that I decided to turn my life around and put God first, I always put God first, but I was that person that said, you know, God know my heart. If y'all saying that God know your heart, I had a pastor call into the show yesterday. That was just amazing. Shout out to Pastor Steve Adams. If I'm saying it wrong, I apologize. From Steve Adams.
Steve Adams from Deliverance of Fake Church, and he called in, and, you know, people were saying, God know my heart, God know my heart. He said, well, you know, I'm going to say it like this, and I may be losing some friends when I say this, but God does know your heart, and you're going to hell right along with it.
Ooh, that's, you know, powerful statement for the week. Not even for the week, for the remaining of this year. God know your heart, and you're going to hell right along with it. Wow.
You're going to hell right along with it. Because a lot of times we say, the Lord knows my heart. The Lord knows my heart. And he say, and you know, I like how he said that. When people say, God know my heart. God know your heart, and you're going to hell right along with it. You want to know why? Because the heart is a liar. The heart will lie for you. It gets all mixed up in your feelings and whatnot. You get all mixed up. Oh, this person hurt my feelings. I'm brokenhearted. Now, but my mate messed me up. This person lied to me. Now your feelings is all in the mist, and now you don't want to go to work. You don't want to do your hair. You don't want to go to school. You don't want to pay your bills. Now you want to just smoke, drink, smash all day, and don't do nothing productive. I'm not even going to say where they do that at, because they do it everywhere, and they're doing it now.
All around.
It's so important that we start, first of all, taking care of our bodies. The bodies are temples that belong to God. And if you're on the line right now, shout out to the 216, the 862, the 215, live in the building. If you want to give your opinion about this, press the 1 button and we'll bring you live on the line. But, yeah, it's so important that we take care of our bodies. We take care of our minds. We just talked about how the mind can kill you. Stressing. You just stress. All day until you either have a heart attack, a stroke, or an aneurysm, something busts in your head.
That's crazy.
It's
so
very important.
What are we stressing about, though?
Past?
What are we stressing about? Nothing.
What are we stressing about?
We don't even stress. It's the stuff that we should stress over, we don't even stress about. The stuff you should have an aneurysm over. You don't even have an aneurysm over that. We stress, oh, my God, like over girlfriend, boyfriend.
Not even a marriage.
Over girlfriend, boyfriend. Wow. Hey, can you hear me?
I can hear you, Rocka Block. You open.
Oh, hey, listen, I disagree with that, man, with that whole heart thing y'all talking about. I disagree with that wholeheartedly, man.
Okay.
Because, like, I could tell you right now, you know, God knows my heart. You know what I'm saying? Even though, you know, I'm a man of God or whatever, but even if I wasn't, you know, if I say God knows my heart, that's the little bit of faith that I need to, you know, to get closer to God. You know what I'm saying? It's just wrong for them to not follow up with what they're saying. You know what I'm saying? At least they have that little bit of faith, you know what I mean, to even bring God up. You know what I mean? And to me, like that, no, that's, it's, you know, it's just wrong to say that they're going to hell because God knows their heart. It doesn't make sense. You know what I'm saying? Because we all have to build a love relationship, and love comes from the heart. You know what I'm saying?
I agree with you, Sam. And
yes,
I agree with what the pastor said too. I never agree with condoning anyone to hell. I will say that. But
yeah,
sometimes people put that cover up though, as if they are religious and they do believe in God and they do believe in that. But their heart and their actions say something different. So it's not to everyone. It's not applied to everyone, but it is applied to those who know who it is applied to.
What I'll say about the whole "God knows my heart" thing, and the pastor made a good example, and I agree with you on that to a certain degree, Rocka Block, because the thing about it is, you can say this. Let's do some examples. You call me up and say, Ed, you know, I need some help. You know, I'm about to get kicked out or whatever the case may be, or, you know, I'm in trouble. I need some assistance or whatever the case may be. And I'll be like, you know what, Rocka Block, I ain't really got it. I got it, though. But I ain't really got it. And then I turn around and say, God knows my heart. But my heart wasn't in it to give. on the end of the situation, say it like this. God know my heart. I love the Lord. Thank you, Father God, for everything you've done for me, this, this, and this, and that. Thank you for pulling me through when I got myself into some situations. And, you know, thank you for this, thank you for that. But then turn around and spark a blunt. How could you be thankful and God knowing your heart about the situation, you know, but you sitting in church praising him all day, but you in church thinking about going home and getting high?
The hypocrites. I think that statement is
the hypocritical part of it. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. The hypocritical part of it. I love the Lord. The Lord is the head of my life. He is not the head of your life. If you make moves on your own without asking God what you're supposed to do, he is not the head. If you get up and decide what you're going to do today, what your faith and what your will is today, trying to make something happen, trying to force relationships, personal and professional, it's not going to happen. If you saying to yourself, like, look, I got to get this money, I'm going to get this money, rather than asking the Lord, because a lot of people, they run through life talking about, I'm trying to get rich, I'm trying to get rich, I want to be rich. But what if it's not in the cards, or what if it's not written, and what if that's not God's purpose for you to be rich, to be up there with all the Hollywood phonies, to be up there with the Coke balonies? What if it's God trying to protect you from that? You just looking at what you see on the outside, not what's on the inside. What if God is sending his angels for you to be at a humble state? He got his work for you to go deep down in the gutter to use you as a tool to save some souls. He didn't just give his only begotten son for you. He gave it for the world. Y'all people, I got to say that again. God did not give his only begotten son for you and your family. He gave it for the world, everybody. Even before you even got here. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuning live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT. We getting our spiritual feeding on. And just understand, like Ruben Sutter said, I need an angel, man.
I've run out of answers. I've run out of time. And I'm so confused that I'm losing my mind. It's gonna take a miracle to help me this time. I'm traveling a road that has not one time. One tree, can't understand why I'm sinking so deep. Help me, help me. Won't you have mercy? Set my soul free, please, and let the bell in my heart.
Welcome back, welcome back, you guys. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. We getting our spiritual feeding on. That was Ruben studying what I need an angel. That's definitely, shout out to Ruben. Shout out to Ruben Studdard, man. That's a beautiful song. Wow. I need an angel. A lot of times we all need an angel, and we say that I need an angel.
Even Mary Kay. Ooh.
We need an angel. I need an angel. Lord, help me. Send me some help. You know, you guys, we got to be mindful of what you put into your mouth today. Seriously. You know, we need to, and on today we've been talking about communication all week. And shout out to the 973 Live in the building. Talisha, shout out, Bowie. We're talking about knowledge of the soul, mind, and body. We just talked about the body. We talked about, you know, how you represent yourself. The body is a temple. The body is a temple. It belongs to the Lord. We went into talking about the mind, how the mind can either make you or break you, how it can kill you, you know, or how it can bring you joy and help you succeed, help you be prosperous, help you get victory. But you have to be the controller of your, the good thing about the mind is that it's yours. But you got to let, when it comes to the mental car, you got to let God drive it, because you'll keep going around the block. You'll be lost. So many times we try to get our own thinking and do our own thing. And when we do our own thing and get into some trouble, we holler to the Lord through our soul and through our mind and through our bodies and say, God, help me. Let's talk about the soul part of things. Your soul. How important is your soul? How valuable is your soul?
Well,
I think...
That
actually really depends on your belief and your religion.
I would think that's the most valuable part of life. Is where is your soul gonna rest at after this planet?
Mm-hmm. The internal, the unlimited part of it. Because the mind and the body is a limited service. When we leave here, the only thing we take with us is our soul, our spirit. That's it. What are you feeding your soul and your spirit? And how are you maintaining your soul and your spirit? Are you preparing it for when you leave this earth? Because a lot of us, we sitting all up in these emotional houses. Emotional house. Y'all going to start hearing that a lot from me, because I'm going to start doing shows called Emotional House. We be so busy over there at the emotional house that we can't take care of our own houses. You in a house within the house. You in your house, but you stuck in the emotional house and don't want to come out. And the emotional house is made of glass. It's easily broken. Oh, my God, I just can't get it together. My kids won't act right. I got laid off from my job, you know. My spouse dumped me. You know, the neighborhood is crazy. Emotional house. Emotional house only brings a couple of things. It's dirty up in there because you got depression. You got anger. You got stress up in there. Neglect. Disappointment. Fear. Revenge. All that stuff is all up in the emotional house. And you sitting up there right along with it, laziness. We got to be clear of what we're putting into our souls, because the emotion is with inside our the emotional house is with inside our minds. It's a mind thing. It's emotion. It's a feeling. I'm staying on the soul, the mind, and the body. These are the topics. That's why I'm going back and forth. But your emotional house can be causing your mind and your body to tear down, and your soul is going right along with it.
Yes, ma'am. Let's not forget your emotional house here on planet, on this planet Earth, that causes some people to literally lose their mental.
That's very real. I want people to understand that. That is very, people that you see that were sane one day and wake up the next day, and you're like, what in the hell happened to them? Their house, the whole house crashed. Every window was broke.
And they don't even see it. They just think it's okay. It's all right. This is my house right here. I got a girlfriend like that. Shout out to Nikwa. I love her very much. She like 22 years old, man. 22, 23. Gone mentally. She don't even know that Obama is the president. And this what happened. And then, and it's the crazy thing. We stress so much that all of a sudden we have a breakdown. We go to the hospital. You let these practicing doctors that's guessing what's going on with you tell you, oh, you suffer from bipolar disease.
Oh,
are you serious? And then they start medicating you with medicine, you know. And you ain't that crazy because you know you can get a check for being crazy or being depressed like that.
And
we
that
slick,
goes,
yo.
That's, again, you trusting in a man who don't know, you don't know, and you don't know.
That don't
know
you.
You don't know him, but he just diagnosed you as crazy. And you
say, okay. Okay. I'll take this too.
Yeah, I'm crazy now, because this man told me that. He got a PhD behind his name. He a man, though. He a woman. It's not God. Come on, man.
And then we start acting even more crazy. At first, we were just a little stressed and depressed. But once they get diagnosed, once people get diagnosed, they start making that a crutch now.
Oh, yeah, I'm crazy.
I'm going to open up the lines because I got some opinions here. They like, yo, I got to say something about this. 862-542, you're now live in the building with Diva Spot ENT. What's your name and where you calling from?
What up, y'all? This is Pete calling from Jersey.
Pete, what's going on, man? Welcome, cousin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing all right. What y'all talking about?
We talking about the knowledge of the soul, the mind, and the body. We talked about the body. We talked about the mind. Now we're talking about the soul. You know, a lot of times, you know, we got to start really thinking about what we putting into our minds, our bodies, and our souls, man. Like, are we really feeding the healthy stuff? Because what you put into it now, like your body, what you put into your body now is going to come out later, whether you alive or you dead. What you put into your mind right now is going to come out later, whether you alive or you dead. But what you put into your spirit is that, I mean, to your soul, is definitely going to come out when you dead. When you go to see your maker, when it's coming next. It's so important that we be cautious of how we treat in our bodies on today, man.
That is true.
I definitely want to get your opinion on that, Pete.
That is true. Well, you know, I'm a changed person, so I'm trying to put all positive things in my soul.
That's right.
And that start with the thinking.
You're definitely right about that. It starts with your thinking. You got to change your thinking to change your situation. If you don't change your attitude and get some gratitude, you ain't going nowhere.
And you got to know what you want also and go for it. Once you go for it, it'll open doors, it'll open your heart, open your mind. You'll be more happier. That's when you start getting, you know, emotional. All that comes into play. And it feels good. That's when your spirit come in. Because you really find out who you are, the person you are, the person you're trying to be.
I like that.
I like that. I do. That's so, definitely hot.
It's positive.
And it's very positive. And Pete has definitely did a 360. I mean, a 360.
Oh, yeah.
Call it a 660. He turned it around. Like, y'all don't know. You know, that's my cuz. I love him. But he did a 660, yo. Word up. He went above and beyond. But it's so good to see him now at a point in his life where he all about positivity, where he really seeing life for what it really is. He calling in and getting a spiritual feeding. I never thought that this would happen. No, did I know, but did I stop?
It's all about training.
Yeah. But did I ever stop praying for him? Nah. Never. Did I never believe that one day it would pop in his head and it snap, something was stuck in his head, like, you know what, this ain't the way to live life. And he got an angel right with him. Shout out to Gwen. Yo, I know she's deep in the church.
Yeah, I called her the other night, too. She was listening.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
It's so great that, you know, God can turn things around for you in a split second. I'm talking about in a split second, turn things around in 72 hours, but you got to let them. But the only way, and Pete just upgraded us. You got to start changing your thinking.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't start changing your thinking, you're going to be where you at. You keep doing what you're doing, you're going to keep getting what you got.
Yep. If you change your thinking, you'll change your actions.
Yeah. Mm. Well, it's not hard. Like, a lot of people make a lot out of it. As what's the common saying? I can't change overnight. So we let that be our excuse as to why I'm not going to change immediately. It's not hard to change, right? Change your thinking. That's true.
And dealing with life ain't dealing with nothing but a lot of common sense shit anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly everything out here is common sense.
But when we caught up in the world, we don't see that. We only see what we want to see. What about me? What about what I want?
A lot of people share, but ignore it.
I definitely want to get more. I definitely want to get more opinions on this topic. Why Dot and Pete, I'm still leaving y'all open on the line, so just know that y'all still open on the line, since y'all still active. Let me go ahead and open this up. 766, you live in the building. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hey, what's going on, Mama? Welcome to the show.
Hey, it's Shawnee. How y'all doing?
Hey, Shawnee. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I totally disagree. I think change is hard. I think change is something that I struggle with every day. I don't think it's easy, and I don't think life is common sense. I think you learn as you go. I mean, we know hot is hot because we got burned. We know cold is cold because we done froze before or something like that. So I disagree with that. I'm struggling. I'm going through some hard stuff.
Well, you definitely right about that. I mean, I can understand that, but you struggle because you want to.
No.
You don't have to struggle. You don't have to go through what you're going through. You choose it. It's a choice. It's only hard when you ain't ready to fully change.
That's it. It's only hard when you ain't ready to give up what you're doing.
When you ain't ready to give up what you're doing, it's going to be hard. But it is, I do agree to a certain, it's when you start to change and when you're going consistent with it, it's aggravating, man.
It's more challenging.
I like to see results quick. I'm very impatient.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, maybe that could fall into place as well.
Yeah, it's that internet.
It plays a big part in it. Because part of change is patience. You got to have patience when you come to change.
See, and that's something I want to change.
I mean, you got to work on it every day because we in the world now where we want that internet gratification. We want to push a button and things change instantly. But the thing about it, if you didn't put no work into it, then you're not going to get nothing out of it. How could you respect change and you didn't put no work in it, you didn't go through nothing to get nothing? If it was that easy, then it really wouldn't be worthwhile. Nobody would really care about changing.
I care. I'm going to be honest. I'm going to give a personal experience because maybe y'all understand where I'm coming from then. All right, I'm trying to not put too much out there, but, you know, just a little bit, just to give y'all a little something. like I want to change the way I am. I'm gonna use guys because guys got problems with girls. Girls got problems with guys. I'm gonna use that one. Maybe that one too. Like I want to change the fact how I'm so. Like when I'm dating or whatever, I set off the party girl image. Like everybody be like, oh, you're a party girl, or you're this, or you're that, or you know what I'm saying? I mean, you're cool and you're lovable, and I love your personality, but you're a party girl. Like something like that.
But it's the way a person parties. It's a good party and a bad party. It's a positive
party
is a negative party.
I'm not one of those girls.
It's a classy party. It's a ghetto party. It's a list to everything and everything. All right.
So what are you considering a good party? I want to know. Please give me your answer. This I want to know. Because I'm tired of everybody telling me. I'd be like I sent a text to somebody and I was like pretty girl swag with a picture, right? He was like, no, you mean party girl. And I wanted to punch him in his face. Like,
oh,
that got me so mad. That's like putting me in a category. That's like saying somebody's a bookworm and like just placing them in their own category. Don't categorize me. Like, I don't know. Maybe I can.
Well, I don't categorize no one, but If you know, I consider a party girl who goes out every week and drinks every weekend, or you know what I mean, and gets into shit, trouble, arguing all the time. That's a party girl, jumping from bar to bar. That's a party girl. I don't want no party girl.
Okay.
That's a
all
party
right.
girl.
I go partying. I'm gonna say every weekend. I go out every weekend. If it's not to a club, it's to a lounge. If it's not a lounge, then it's a bar. But never got into a fight, never got into a dispute with anybody. I'm not the one to be fresh or scandalous. I'll go with my girls and I go home with my girls. I never disappear. Like, I'm not that type of party girl. Like, I just like to dance. I like to dance. That's what it is.
All right. I want to give my opinion on that situation, and I'm going to mute everybody out so y'all can hear me clearly about what I'm about to say, because I had a situation like that. Well, Ev, you cool. You real cool, like a word up. You cool. You a good mom. You down to earth. You this, you that, you know. And it was by this person, you know, I got tired of being the homegirl. Like, what do you mean I'm cool? And, you know, all this, well, why you can't see me past that? But the common interest that me and these people or these men share was either smashing or smoking or chilling out. That's all we did. We went out, we clubbed, we drank, my friend, we smashed, and that was it at the end of the day. I wasn't showing him anything else besides that I'm cool, I got my own, I stay with Bud, I keep some dough in my pocket, and I go out. And that's how he looked at me at the end of the day. But if you're getting, you know, this person, and first of all, the truth hurts. The truth hurts. It hurts. But if somebody is looking at you as the party girl or whatever the case may be, that's their own opinion. That's first and foremost. But then on top of that, what I want to say is it's so much other stuff that you can do. I know you like dancing. I know you like partying, but there's so many other things that you can do. If you like dancing, you can go to a salsa, take some training classes and learn how to salsa or learn how to do different dances. You know, you can step your game up that way, or you can be a person that's running a dance class and making money for it. There's nothing definitely wrong with that. You know, that's why I muted everybody out, because I wanted to get this out. You know, if somebody is looking at you, you don't have to, first of all, you don't have to worry about what nobody else is saying to you or about you or think about you, because God created you. That's the only person's opinion that counts at the end of the day. Nobody else's. But for those people who look at you, because they still live in the world, you know, they really only rocking with you because y'all share a common interest. We go party together. We get toe up. We dance sexy. We dance like this. You all up on it. I'm backing it up. If I wasn't doing that, would you really be my friend? Would you still rock with me? Would you do something positive with me? Would you come to the church with me? Would you pray with me? I'm going to open you back up, Shawnee, because I definitely want to. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't got nothing else to say. You don't got me emotional over here, girl. It's some bullshit.
Oh, damn. Wait a second. I'm the person now.
You touched me. I was like, you were talking. I was like, damn, I want to say something. Damn, I'm ready to say something. I agree. I was thinking about taking a dance class. I like the scenery. I like the scenery. I like it. And you're right. Most of the guys that do meet, or whatever the case might be, that, you know, have the persona of me that I'm like a party or whatever, are dudes that I do meet in the club. And it is only what it is. I'm not going to say facts or anything like that, but it is only what it is. And I don't like it. Like, there's one particular guy, like, we started off with a joke. Like, we went on our date, and by the time we was on Bloomfield Avenue, I mean, he was talking country, and I was talking British, and we was just dying, and it was cool. But then he placed me in the front category, and then that's where I placed him, and then it never went anywhere. So I'm going to work it out.
Yeah, and it's consistency. All it is the honesty. I had to get honest with myself. I'm thankful that on today that I can tell y'all my business and really don't care what y'all think at the end of the day. That's just it. I had to get honest with myself. Once you able to get in honest with yourself, things will get a lot more better because you can sleep. You can see it now. You got insight. It ain't just you with your own opinion. And you ain't the only one that got placed in the friend category, the party girl category. I'm pretty sure one or two dudes that placed me in the jump off category because I jumped with them and kept it moving. I was being a man eater at that time, point blank period. But now who I am today, see, I don't worry about my past. Who I am today, my life speaks for itself. And I'm doing a lot more better without them.
Hey.
Rock a Block, you now live. Y'all live on the line. We definitely want to give Mel input to this situation right here, right here.
Should I hang up? Say no. Don't go scaring me away, guys. Be easy on me, okay? Be easy.
Oh, this is with your feeding. We ain't going to get you. We family, man. And shout out to Funk Plug in the building on the live chat. How you doing?
You hear me?
Well, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead, Rock a Block.
Oh, well, I was on the train, and, you know, I lost service and everything. And okay. I missed my train anyway, but, you know, the point that you made where you was like, you know, do something new, you know, try to go dance, you know, school and everything. And I agree with that 100% because I feel like God, you know, he didn't save us to just sit in the pews or just come to church and feed ourselves and then not be able to feed anybody else. You know what I'm saying? We get fed because we want to be able to use that knowledge to do something new, write some new plays, write a new book, go learn how to dance, you know, build a, get right, you know what I'm saying? Do something different with our lives, not only different, but start something new, build a business, you know what I mean? And that's the whole purpose of taking the knowledge in the Word of God and being able to expand it through our business, through what we do that's different from what we already used to.
And you definitely right about that. And even whether it's professional or personal, we got to look at it like this. The type of person you are the type of people you're going to attract. That's just it. Cut and dry. The type of people you are and the type of things that you do and the type of position that you put yourself in are the type of people you are going to attract. So if you're looking at your people, your friends, your family, you'd be like, oh, you know, she a jump, or, you know, he's a male prostitute, or, you know, he's a player and she's a playette, you know, and if you hang with them all the time, you are too. Your crew is a reflection of you. Y'all only hang together because y'all got a common interest, but it's some people, places, and things. That's why we talking on today, the communication piece. What are y'all really communicating with each other? What do y'all really call each other up for? What do we really share besides this one particular thing that we go out to eat all the time or we go shopping? You know, what is it that this friend is bringing to the relationship that's
spiritual? That's a good question.
That's a good question to ask ourselves. That's a really good question.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I got the 90. I got Future Guru 100 live in the building. It's about 7 minutes down in the hour. We're about to get prayer time. So Future Guru 100, welcome to the show.
I just tuned in and I heard the end of your conversation there, so it sounds interesting. I'm, you know, glad to be a part of the spiritual feeding today. Shout out to Y-Dot, Rock a Block, what up? You know, I mean, it's like good.
Shawnee in the building too. Shout out to Shawnee.
Shawnee, what's good? What's good? What's good?
You know, how you doing?
Like, I heard her when she first came on, though. And she was dropping some jewels too. Like, it's not even really easy to change, but you just gotta stay focused and pray on, like, the situations, like, you know. And I heard you call Subban too. That's my dude. Shout out to Subban. You know, at least he get one day in. You know, you can't expect, you know, Subban. Subban is probably, you know, busy, but, and he's a young cat. But, you know, we're going to show love to Subban. Like,
you
like
never too
Mary
busy
Kay
for
said,
the Lord. I disagree with you 100. You never too busy for the Lord. Never, ever
young,
too busy for the
young
Lord.
Cat. Not making excuses for him.
I'm a
not
young woman.
Excuses for him. I know that, but you know, you can't expect, you just, all you can do is just share the love and share the wisdom and the knowledge that you're getting, baby. You know, it's just,
that's,
you know,
right.
Give him a chance. Give Subban a chance.
He did get
I
a
like
chance. Don't get me wrong, I ain't gonna cut him off. I'm still all gonna right. pray for him. Don't get me wrong, I ain't gonna cut him off. I'm still gonna pray for him. But where I'm going, if he not on track, he not gonna be going there. I'm not going to beg anybody to get this spiritual feeding, but I will pray. He's on a list that's going to be in front of me each and every day for me to pray for him.
Because it took me a while
to get here. But my thing with Subban is, you know, it just really didn't sound right. Oh, Eb, it ain't Sunday.
Yeah, that was true. I didn't like that either, but you know. Just pray for
it's
Subban.
All good.
That's what I'm saying.
It's
just pray
all good,
for Subban.
But this is a war. This is a war, and I'm a warrior. I'm fighting for the Lord. I'm a warrior. I'm a holy warrior. So you think I'm not going to fight for the Lord? I'm going to get y'all. But I'm going to get y'all in a holy way. Yo,
I should have tuned in earlier.
It's definitely been a blessing on the show today. And y'all never know when I'll be calling y'all phones up to pray over y'all. And that was the main focus why I called Subban, is to pray over him. I seen that he was in need of me to pray over him. But, you know, it's just the fact is, chill out with that. Chill out with me texting you about the Lord. You would turn around and text me some nasty back shots. Are you serious? See, I'm doing some maintenance on my life on today. This has nothing to do with him. Nothing. He blessed me in no way. But I'm going to bless him always for praying over him. But y'all already know, it's spiritual feeding. We getting it in each and every Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. on the West Coast and 12 p.m. on the East Coast. God only asks you for 10%. And 10% of 24 hours is 2 hours and 40 minutes. It's so important that we realize and upgrade ourselves with how the knowledge of our soul, our mind, our body, and our spirit. If it's hard for you to change, keep coming back. Keep praying. Keep doing it. Because eventually, before you know it, you will have it in a bag, man.
Hey, can I say one thing?
Yeah.
Can I say one thing? I thought Subban would be the last person that would text you that say stop that, though. I don't know if he was joking
yeah.
or not, but I thought he would be the last one to text you back and say stop, though. So I wanted
yeah,
to say
I
that, too.
Yeah, I thought he would
like,
be the last person, too.
Yeah, Subban is a good dude. That kind of freaked me out. That I was like, damn, he said stop. So, I mean, you know. Shout out to for you going in and fighting this fight, though. So,
yeah, I got to fight the fight
for him. I know. I'm fighting that fight.
So. I got to fight the fight for all of y'all. That's what I'm here for all of y'all. And sometimes it takes for somebody to pull your coattail. But, you know, that's definitely what it is. I didn't call him to lash out on him, y'all. I didn't call him to make him a victim. But he needed to know. And he's close to the family. I don't think if he really wasn't that close to the family, yes, he would have. I would have definitely sent that call because that was stop that. It really wouldn't matter. I take that back. You can be friend or foe, family, no matter what it is. For you to text me and say, stop that, but you would send me a text about the club. Here we go back again to the party.
Oh,
I'm going down
to the party.
Got my hair done, nails done, everything done. How is it that we can go out to the club, pay all this money to sweat it out, get toe up, and can't get up the next morning to go praise the Lord, the person that made it available? It's all good, though. It's all good. Let me go ahead and do it like this. Let me mute everybody out because we're about to get our prayer on, man. And I definitely want some silence, and I want God to hear our hearts and our minds open and clear. So y'all give me a second. There you go. Everybody, I just want to say thank y'all for tuning in to the show. Shout out to the 216, Y-Dot, the 973, Shawnee, the 908, Future Guru 100, the 215 live in the building. Shout out to Lady X, Lady X that was in the chat room. Young Flood, excuse me, I want to make sure I say this right. Lady X, Jamie, and the Victorious One, and Funk Slug in the live chat. I definitely want to give a shout out to y'all, but let's get our prayer on, Lord. Father God, I thank you for this day, Lord, that I can come to you humble and that I can use myself as a tool, Lord, for your will, not my will, Lord. Father God, oh Lord, strengthen us where we are faced. We are faced with the sweet and salty, savory, super, just supremely intoxicating things of the world. They like snacks, Lord. Father God, help us to make helpful choices, Lord, healthy choices. Father God, and eat reasonably portions to respect our bodies, Lord. Father God, give us insight to be able to know that our bodies is a temple. Our minds are a temple. Our souls are temples, and that we must take care of them. Father God, protect us from the emotional house, Lord. Help us to joyfully exercise so that our bones are strong, Lord. Remind us to go to the doctor before we need to go to the doctor, Lord. Father God, you have been merciful on today. You have given us this day. Thank you for blessing us, Lord. No matter what the world may say, no matter what weapons is formed against us, thank you for you being ours and you being ours and us being yours, no matter what. Thank you for never forsaking us, no matter the feeble things that we do in this world, Lord. We're not perfect, but we are blessed because you gave your only begotten son, Jesus. You gave his blood. I thank you for, again, using me as a tool, Lord, to spread your word, to be able to have people call in, like Future Guru 100, Tremaine, Shawnee, Y-Dot, everybody calling in to agree to get their spiritual feeding on today. They got some muscle today. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen.
Amen, y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in. You guys can tune in tomorrow to the spiritual feeding. We definitely getting it in. And tomorrow's topic is going to be gossip and giggles. So we definitely talking about communication on the day. Watch how you communicate with your mind, your body, and your spirit. Because what you're putting into it now is what's going to come out later. So if you want to be fruitful and have a fruitful life, go ahead and put good fruit in it. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Spiritual Feeding on Diva Spot Radio ENT. I'm going.
I can't stay away from you too long. Even if I do, I'll always fall. Checking on you, make sure you're okay. Be the one to brighten up your day. Yeah, yeah. And the point of it all, I love. Yeah, no, I love you, baby. Oh, oh. My days seem long whenever we're apart. It's like someone has stolen away my heart. You're a major part of my life, and no matter what the storm may bring, I'm fine with you. And the point of it all, I love you. And the reason for it all, I love you.